And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Here we come again with discipleship, and Jesus lays out the cost. Forsaking all and bearing a cross, not putting it round your neck, but dying on it. Dying with Jesus by death reckoned mine, living with Jesus, a new life divine. This isn't literal physical death. It's very unlikely that you'll be called to martyrdom, but the death that Paul speaks about in Romans 6:11 is death on the instalment plan. We die daily. The death we underwent in baptism, we now reckon ourselves alive to God, but dead to sin, and give no more heed to the old nature and the old way of life. And disciples, well, these are the ones who've accepted this and continue with him in his trials. You can't avoid them, trials that is. They're there to strengthen you in your faith and show you something more of what he wants to be for you in that particular situation. You come out on the other side with a different version of yourself. That is, if you process them properly. Crisis to process, that's the way we go. And going, we need to ask some intelligent questions, not just scream to be released from the situation. Questions like, is this you? Is this the cross? Am I reaping what I've sown? Is this the devil? Are you nailing something in my life? Am I missing something? And of course the basics, what does this mean? What should I do? All bring you into an intimate conversation with him, which is what he's after, intimacy with you. Maybe the purpose of your current trial is simply to get your attention so that he can love on you some and give you something more of himself, because you've distanced yourself from him and it's his way of getting your attention. Just a thought, which I will leave you with today. See you tomorrow.